This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
So on the other end, we have Walbira Murray, co-creator of Sand Song. How are you today?
I'm very well, Crystal. How about you?
Good, thank you. So how did this production come about?
It was actually quite a weird story. I woke up one morning. I used to be an events manager and festival producer myself. And I decided I wanted to be on the other end. I wanted to be an artist. And I woke up thinking that straight away in the morning, I want to be an artist now. And that very day, I had a meeting with Elena because we were both working on Q150, which was the Queensland celebration of 150 years of statehood. And she was working for Brisbane Festival, and she had this idea for this opera as part of the production. And as she's talking, I was sketching on a napkin what I thought it could look like. And even though I'd not produced any art before, she trusted me enough and trusted the process. She went, let's do this. And so a couple of months later, Sand Song as an art installation as a set for the opera thing was produced. And then that morphed into the show as we see it now. It was just one of those things. And it actually highlights Sand Song is a message to children about their dreams. Aboriginal people, you know, when we want things to change or to happen as part of that connection, we paint them up, we sing them up, and we dance them up and dream them up. And that's what we encourage children to do in this production. And it was kind of funny, you know, I saw that that's what I wanted, and it happened for me.
Lovely. So are there workshops?
Absolutely, there are workshops. The kids will come in and they will paint their dreams onto a glass jar. Then they take those glass jars with them into the production, and it's a big ground art set. And so the kids put their jars around the edge of the dance ground, and as part of the performance, the dancers will light them, and that, you know, telling them that their dreams, to keep them alive and to keep them alight and all the rest of it. And gives them, you know, and hands-on. Plus they get to learn, you know, they'll get to hear dreaming stories and do art and whole range of things with a fabulous man called Rick Rosa as well.
And how important is it for dreams for children?
I think in a world that seems kind of dark sometimes, and all the mixed messages that children get, that we forget that one of the greatest gifts we can give them is a sense of wonder and a sense of belief in themselves and in the world. And I think it's highly important that we tell children that they can dream and that that things are possible. But to dream is one thing, then you have to put it into action.
So the vibrant performance tells a story of a cheeky brolga stealing emu eggs.
Yeah, so I'm a Gummeru woman from Western Queensland, and it's one of our stories. In my language, emu is dinner one, and it's before the light as the sun was made, and also all the animals live in the dark. And as most people know, it's the male emu who sits on the eggs. And he got very hungry and walks away from his nest, and cheeky brolga sneaks up and steals one. But brolga's a coward as well as a thief, and as he hears emu, because emus, even though they've got little tiny binners, little tiny ears, they hear very, very well, and he'd heard cheeky brolga stealing his egg, so he starts chasing after brolga. Brolga throws the egg away from himself, and it hits a very dead, dry old tree, and because of the friction, it bursts into flames, and it's the first time that the animal's ever seen light, which, of course, causes Kookaburra to burst into laughter for the very first time ever as well. So the story is multifaceted. It's like it teaches one thing about not stealing, how wrong that is, but it also teaches about working together, because brolga, to get paid back for stealing the egg, the animals decide it's his job every day to gather the firewood to create the sun again in the morning. And of course Kookaburra's job is to wake everyone up by his big booming laughter, which you know, that's why we often hear Kookaburra very early in the morning, just as the dawn's breaking. Do you know one, because it's a male emu, you know, it also teaches very strongly about how important fathers are and their roles in caring for their children, not just their own children, but because they sit on other fathers' eggs as well, that at collective parenting and so forth. And it's a very important law business for Gummeru people.
So how is it important to share this dreaming with non-Indigenous people as well?
I think that this is the essence of the country that they live in and they walk in and hopefully dream in as well. I think that, you know, a lot of kids know stories from Europe and other places, but to know the stories of that connect to this country, I think is absolutely vital for an Australian identity as well, but knowing place. And that, you know, we call them stories, but they're more than that. They're our creation, and as valid as for many of us as the Bible's creation story. And one of the things people forget about, the dreaming stories we often relay in public are just the child version that we tell, because as your knowledge deepens, the story gets deeper and deeper as well. So the version that we tell in this instance is just the one you tell children, necessarily somebody who's, you know, gone through several stages of law or whatever.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Walbra.
Hey, you're really welcome. Thanks for having us.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV Radio or download the SBS Radio app.